Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It is the Talking Yanks pregame show, Friday Night Baseball, Yankees versus Boston Red Sox. Up in Fenway, playing in that tiny little stadium. Jake, your name's Jake. Where are you? I can't find where you are on my screen. Found you. How are you doing?
Hey, Jim. Wow. A little early shots fired at Fenway. Look at you. I'm doing well. How you doing?
That's not shots fired. Fenway's awesome place.
Yeah, you said little ballpark. That's a classic back and forth between Yankees and Red Sox fans.
They don't even have a third deck. That's not a shot fired. It's a little ballpark.
Ooh. Shots fired early from the John Boy.
That is not a shots fired. It's a small
wow,
place.
Wow, coming out hot.
It's a small
like
place.
Like the guy from Avengers with bow and arrows. How you doing, Jim?
That's not a shots fired. I'll fire shots later on. That's no shot.
Okay, here we go.
It's a small place. It's intimate. It's fun. That's why people like it.
There you go.
Nice. I will open up. We are on the main channel today, John Boy Media. If you are a Yankees fan and you enjoy the pregame shows, you can find them before every single game and in the postseason at our Talking Yanks podcast channel. That's where we do them every day. And if you want to subscribe there, I'll paste it into the chat because that will help us a lot. Yeah, but Friday night, Red Sox, figured we'd do a little main channel action today. Jake's wearing his Broncos shirt.
Go Horsies. NFL opening weekend.
Yeah, go the football. We're talking baseball here, though. And we got a series that when we looked at the schedule, whenever it came out last year, we were like, damn, four games or three games, however many, I don't know if one of these is a makeup game, but that September series may mean a lot. And here we are. And instead, what we're going to get is the Red Sox with their 21-man bullpen pulling some dumb shit and making this the longest game. Is Joe West and crew doing this? Because, my God, Joe West might kill someone with this game.
I don't think so, right? Because they just did the Yankees series. I don't think umpires can double up on series like that. We could look up the umps, I'm sure, if we wanted to, but Jim, I told you earlier today, I've got that hat. I've got a different hat on. I'm pretending that these four games are each doubleheaders, so that it's basically going to be eight quick baseball games. So I'm excited for that. More baseball, the better. Yeah, the Sox are going to torture us, and that's who's our center fielder today?
Hardner.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, Brett Hardner. He's a hard O.
That gave me a little rush of blood in my peeper, to be honest. So, yeah, man, it's these are going to be five-hour affairs, and I like to think the Yanks are going to twist the knife. Even if they only win one game in this series, that's fine. I think they might do more than that because the Yankees are kind of on the final stretch of their FU tour. While the Red Sox are gasping for life, about to drown.
Yeah, the Red Sox have drowned and are like having fever dreams of when they were alive. That's how I've got it. The umpires, you're going to like this. Ron Culpa and Rob Drake. Rob Drake's
guy.
The only ump with a beard, and Ron Culpa is kind of famous for being like an asshat. I don't know the term.
He's like the Pete Weber of umpires, but Pete Weber still does something to talk shit.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah.
Okay. And also Tim Timmons, which that's how you become an umpire. Your parents your parents name you Tim Timmons.
Tim Timmons is my number one.
Tim Timmons. Timmy Timmons. Like, Jesus.
I picture
Christ.
Tim Timmons being the left field umpire in every World Series game.
His parents doomed him, huh? Timmy Timmons.
It's tough.
I hope it's a family name. I hope he's like Tim the fifth. Oh, there's also a musician named Tim Timmons. So when you're not even the most famous Tim Timmons, jeez. Okay.
Are you the most famous James O'Brien now?
No. No.
You might be.
There's no way. There was a basketball coach.
Yeah, but he's not, like, popular at all. Oh. Closed out.
What happened? We can still see and hear you. Oh, boy. Jake, we can still see and hear you. He thinks we can't. He's calling.
Hello.
We can still see and hear you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It says session has now ended.
Oh, that's funny. You're...
Oh, I'm back.
You were so distraught. You're like, oh, boy. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do something dumb like that. Anyway, I don't think I'm the most famous Jimmy O'Brien at all. And Riley Yedinek gave us a very nice donation of $20, and we appreciate that. And Bobby Skinner gave us 99 cents, so go fuck yourself, Bobby. Give that right back to you. All right, okay. I should have let that ride. You just sitting there thinking no one was watching. You got 300 people watching you. Okay, the Yankees lineup. Let's get into this. Yankees lineup is DJ LeMahieu is leading off and playing third base. Aaron Judge batting second, playing right field. We got Didi Gregorius at shortstop. Gary Sanchez cleaning up behind the dish. Edwin Encarnacion is DHing. Gleyber Torres is at second base. Brett Hardner is in center field. Luke Voit in the 8-hole at first base. Man, I wonder if he's a little annoyed by that. And Talkman is in the 9-hole at left field. Domingo Herman is on the bump because it's Sunday. You think Voit is sees himself in the 8-hole and is like, what the fuck happened? I get hurt for 3 weeks and I'm an 8-hole hitter now? He was the 2-hole hitter and 3-hole hitter for a majority of the season. He's not mad at Gleyber or mad at the coaches. He's just mad that, he is. Fucking 6-hole. It's a bummer for him, to be honest. Hello? Luke? Luke? Oh, I love it. Yeah, someone just tweeted and was like, if Stanton and Hicks don't come back, is this the lineup for the playoffs? And I was like, if Gio's healthy, you can throw him in there. I'm a bit shocked they're doing this. I thought they were going to roll out a fuck you lineup in the opposite direction to Boston. Like, I thought it was going to be like, oh, you guys are going to run 20-run relievers out there? Well, fine. Here's Tyler Wade and Clint Frazier and Mike Ford and all these other guys that you've never heard of, and they'll just beat you, and we'll beat you with our scrubs. But instead, they did fuck you. We're just going to beat you with our good guys lineup.
A week where they, everyone's in the lineup, and they play things seriously, and they're trying to get right for the playoffs, and the Yankees aren't going to do that at all. I think what they are going to do is, after an off day, or if they run into a game that matters a little more, like these games, Tampa, I think they are going to roll out closer to their A lineup because these are going to be the closest things to simulating an actual playoff game until October.
Yeah, that's true. But.
Say it. Don't let your eyelids hold it back.
Whatever. These aren't. I can't believe I'm the one being mean. You're usually the mean one to the Red Sox.
Whoa.
And because you hate Boston more than I do.
Whoa.
You hate their whole city. You hate the Celtics.
Boston's one of my favorite cities.
Sports team-wise.
I hate the Celtics. I hate
these games. This is the first series where I am I can step away from these games and it doesn't matter a bit.
Celtics have Kemba now. I kind of like them.
Yeah, you like Kemba. But We'll see what the Red Sox do. I mean, the Red Sox have their good lineup out. Betts.
And they've had that all year. I know.
That's probably,
you know.
Betts, Devers, Bogarts, JD, Benintendi, Holt. Is that a six-hole Holt? Moreland, Vasquez, and JBJ with, how do you pronounce his pitcher's name? Julius Chacin?
Jules Chacin. Making his Red Sox debut, I believe. He was on the Brewers getting knocked around. To the point that I'm assuming they released him,
yeah,
and
they
the Red Sox
him and the Red Sox picked him up. Yeah,
we got roster space for every pitcher. Come on board, Jules. You've had MLB experience, so who knows what they're trying to get out of Jules today? I hope the Red Sox ugly it up as much as possible. I want to see every pitcher come in.
Yeah, I mean, how many pitchers do you think they can use? What's gonna be really shitty is if one pitcher finds a groove and he like lasts four innings against the Yankees when the Red Sox are planning on like using a bunch, and one guy, and the Yankees just get shut down.
I don't know. I'm team ugly it up. Do two batters for each pitcher. Keep it moving. Let's see everyone every day.
I mean, that's a nightmare if you're the Yankees. I think the Yankees would just right? take the forfeit. We don't want to do this. We'll forfeit.
This sounds really dumb because this is every team's game plan always. But the Yankees' goal is to get a big lead early so that the Red Sox can throw a pitcher for two innings and just let him go.
Yeah. Big lead early. What to watch for? Is that your first official what to watch for?
It wasn't, because that's a what to watch for every team in every game, is getting a big lead early.
Not in NASCAR or horse racing.
Right, but this is baseball. We've been pretty firm on that. You said that after the Broncos comment, so we're going to keep it baseball for now.
Just admit that there's some sports where getting a big lead early,
I think,
is
getting
a
giant lead in a horse race or NASCAR would be good.
Oh, dude, watch Seabiscuit like one time.
Like a 6-lap lead in NASCAR?
No. The cars get too tired. Well, let's leave it to horses.
Okay, and like, I don't know, you get a half a lap lead in horse racing, you're probably going to win.
But what about if we're just talking about Seabiscuit?
That's your thing, man.
Okay, good. Don't want Seabiscuit getting a big lead early, so don't want
covered it. Jim, the Red Sox, I saw your guy Carrabas tweet this yesterday. He showed, did you see the picture? It was all of the teams with the most runs scored in Major League Baseball. And it was like seven teams, and they all had like 99% odds of making the playoffs, except the Red Sox. They had a 6% chance. So you mentioned their lineups out there. Their lineup's been out there all year. It's the reason why they have a small battalion in their bullpen to try to win these games.
I hope it's a shit show with the bullpen. Anyway, my what to watch for is Judge, Jake, because it wasn't last time people were like, Judge can't hit in Fenway. If you conveniently take out his postseason numbers, like, they're like, he can't do it. He sucks in Fenway. And it's like, why do we have to find such tiny things and make it this big noise? No one cares. So just Judge, can you get a couple hits so I don't have to hear that? Because if Judge goes like 0-for-4 in game one, it doesn't matter what happens in game two, three, or four. People are going to be like, you can't hit in Fenway. It's like, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut your butt about it. And you know what else? I want, last time we were in Fenway when we got blowed out, all the balls into the corner, like Gio had a home run, Cameron Maben had a home run, but right into that corner. And people always, Red Sox fans always complain about the short porch in right field, which is a cheapy home run. No one's going to deny that. But just also admit that your clown ballpark is weird, because if we hit another 400-foot double into that corner, I'm going to poke your eyes out.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
you're gonna poke someone's eyeball out?
I didn't say someone's. I said yours.
You didn't say mine.
I said I'm going to poke your eyes out.
You said poke someone's eyes out.
No, you heard
so me. So now it's me.
It's been you from the start.
Okay, you said someone's, now it's me.
You want me to roll the tape on this? I'm 100%. I said you're
roll the tape.
Okay.
Roll the tape.
All right. It's rolled.
Okay. So you're what, I'll small screen you. Your what to watch for is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I need Judge to get two hits today so that the noise doesn't happen.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, a nice moonshot over the monster would be a nice exclamation point. I think, Jim, I want to go with a classic what to watch for us this season, bottom three. And I think it's because you mentioned that Voit is pissed off he's in that eight hole. He can't believe it. But those three guys, Jim, those are the three guys that Red Sox fans, if those guys beat them, Red Sox fans are screaming into pillows. They're saying, who the hell is Mike Tauchman? How is he doing this? Luke Voit is the most hated anyways, unbuttoned meathead. And then Gardner's just done it to them for a decade, and they like can't believe he's there. So I'm looking for those three are the real knife twisters on the team for the Yankees. So I'm watching for them to do that.
Last time the Yankees were in, last time the Yankees played the Red Sox in Yankee Stadium, it was kind of that. It was like Mike Ford got a big home run, Tauchman did it.
Yeah,
I think Gio, and it was like these are not the people we were ready to have beat us. So yeah,
Gio had a big again, series,
especially if Brett Hardner does it, because they never even heard of him.
That would be brutal.
Someone in the chat said Secretariat over Seabiscuit. I don't know if they're talking about the horses themselves. I have no dog in that fight.
But I'll back away a little
if
bit.
If you're talking about the movie, I'll poke your eyes out. Not talking to you this time, Jake.
Me?
Not talking to you this time. Talking to Brett Larson. Tell me Secretariat's a better movie than Seabiscuit. I'll poke your eyes out.
Right.
Jeez. Okay. Well, let's talk about the pitchers a little bit. We talked about the Red Sox bullpen and Jules. Herman's going, Jake. And his last start at Fenway was the Sunday night game when the Yankees already lost the first three games on the verge of being swept. It was disaster season. Tanaka and Paxton got knocked around terribly, and we needed a big game. And Domingo came through. And that was the first time I was like, damn, Domingo really stepped up when he needed to. And now he gets to start it off this time. A little less pressure, but just the same amount of fun. And I'm hoping he can repeat what he did. He's been pitching well. And they said that he's still not really on an innings limit. They said, if they get a big lead, they'll take him out because they're going to get replenishments for the young guys. But we'll see how he does. Do you have any expectations?
No, I think the interesting thing that you mentioned, that last start at Fenway, there was some pressure to it. The four-game sweep would have been pretty ugly. Mingo comes in. There's almost no pressure on him this time. But I do think it is Mingo build-up season for the playoffs. They want his confidence at 10 going into the year. And this could be a big part of it. If he goes 5 with a lot of Ks, 6 with a lot of Ks, and I think he's planning on doing that.
Yeah, I got his numbers versus the Red Sox here. Go over them. Brett Larson said, "I'll slow up on my horse takes," which that's all I ask.
I mean, come on, man.
Okay. This Red Sox team, this lineup versus Domingo. Benintendi is 5-for-9 off him, Jake. 2 home runs, so watch out for Benny. And then Xander's 4-for-8 with a home run. And those are really the two that you have to look out for. Mookie Betts, 0-for-10.
Wow.
JD Martinez, 1-for-10. Wild. Not much there. The Benny numbers are pretty big. 5-for-9 with 2 homers. And that's all. At Yankees versus Chasson, Jules, Julis. How do you say his name?
Jules Chasson.
It can't be Jules.
Yeah. It's a silent H.
At all. There's no way it's Jules.
Talk to him.
Julis. Anyway. DJ and Didi surprisingly have a good amount of at-bats. Got to be from his time in that division, right? Like, are Didi's all old at-bats from when he was with the Reds?
Let's see. I mean, yeah, Chasson was with Milwaukee a couple years, Colorado for a while, a couple pit stops on the way. Big National League guy.
DJ was in the National League for a bit. I don't know if people
remember. He was DJ's teammate for a while. How about that?
Yeah, they didn't talk much, though.
Never.
No, he didn't know how to pronounce his name. DJ doesn't talk to anyone. Yeah, all of DD's at majority of DD's at bats when he was with Arizona. So, and there's nothing worth note in Jules' at bats versus the Yankees. So we'll move on.
Okay.
Pitching path to victory. Yanks, the way their Yanks have this lineup and Herman on the bump, I would think if it's a close game, they go to the four horsemen.
Everyone's available.
Yeah. Who do you think if it's a big lead or if it's a big lead, five runs or more, four runs or more, who do you think is the first one out after Herman? Do you think it's Nestor or do you
probably Nestor still?
Nestor. If it's a big deficit, it's Chance, right? He's the guy that's just going to be terrible and eat innings for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's tiers to this. I think six plus runs is Chance, Tyler Lyons, Ryan Dahl, Guerin. Oh, Guerin? They kind of like Guerin.
Guerin's in that middle area.
Guerin's the five-run closer. But yeah, they're look at the lineup. Off day yesterday. Everyone's ready to go.
Cool. All right, Jake. Time to move on to
Homer draft.
It's the Homer draft.
The Father and the Holy Spirit, Homers.
Time for snacks on the seventh day. Anyway.
All right.
You think you could do a good Catholic priest sing song?
Incredible.
I think you could really crush that.
I'd be fantastic. My jokes would kill. That's if there's 2 minutes where I have to get on stage and do a stand up bit, I think I'm doing my bit about like members of the church being pretending to be funnier than they are.
Can you just give us a rendition of the Apostles' Creed?
If there's like a priest up there and they're giving their sermon or whatever they're doing up there and they're like, oh, do unto others as you do unto others. And, you know, hopefully the good Lord is watching down on each and every one of us, especially the Denver Broncos. Everyone at the church laughs and they go back. They tell their friends, oh, he's pretty funny. He's pretty funny. Yeah. You tell that joke at dinner, you're an asshole.
Yeah, he's pretty funny for a priest. Well, what about your singing? I just want to hear your priest sing voice, like the Apostles' Creed, like.
Amukibets Rafa Devers Zander Bogarts.
Cool, man.
Cool, all right. Cool.
He suffered under Pontius Pilate.
That's so ridiculous, too.
Was crucified, died, and was buried.
Yanks vs. Red Sox on September 6th. All right, church talk.
He descended up to hell. It's like, Jesus. Get out of here. Homer draft, I won. I won last series.
Jim, incredible. You could have had a truly special series if you didn't have the take back, but
didn't need it.
That's well, you did. I mean, for the total home runs on the year,
did not need it. I'm going first, and I'm taking Gary Sanchez because he loves Fenway Park.
It's a great
and
pick.
That's my first pick.
Jim, what a great pick that is by you. Just really good stuff. Jim, my first pick is going to be Didi Gregorius.
Oh, cool, Jake. Good job. Oh, the crowd goes mild.
Seen Jules. He likes to poke a good one at the Fen. And I am going to go with Gleyber Torres. Torres.
All right. So I don't want to take Gary and Judge right off the jump.
It's crazy you took Gary Sanchez when we're seeing David Price this series. A boom roasted.
No. That's old news. He hadn't hit a home run off David Price in years. Just if we do calendar. Not year to year, not day to day. Just like this season, 2019, hasn't hit one off him. So just remember that. And I'm going to take, you know what? I'm taking Edwin. Gary and Edwin.
Like the Edwin pick, Jim. Thought about it.
You did think about it. That's why I saw you thinking about it, and I took him.
Proud of you.
Oh, dude, the over-under? How does Vegas even do an over-under in a bullpen game?
I mean, it's going to be high. It's Yankees, Red Sox. Their pitching's terrible. It's probably 11 or 11 and a half, I guess.
Okay. Let me put Domingo Germán. They think he's...
How have you been doing in the over-under lately?
Is it bad? Is that what you're asking? Yeah, I'm 0 for my last three.
Okay. How have I been doing in the over-under lately?
2 for your last three.
What about like a little before that?
I can't see.
10.5, Jim. Overseason.
Dude, I don't...
I don't know. That's weird, though. I want the under. Mingo could be good, right?
If Mingo's good and they're doing bullpen shenanigans, I'm taking the under. Like, it could be very much like Yankees get 5 runs and they're like, get us out of Dodge. This sucks.
Well, that's the thing. If one of these teams gets a lead, I mean, you're going to see bad pitch. Like, if the Yankees get the lead, you're going to see bad pitchers from the Red Sox. If the Red Sox get the lead, you're going to see the bad pitchers from the Yankees. So I just think it's like a pile-on effect. Like, unless this game stays tied at, like, 2s, I think that's the only way the under hits.
Yeah, but the Red Sox scored, what, 1 run yesterday? Negative a couple the days before? They're gone. Someone in the chat said, well, it's time to move on to the chat, right? That's the next thing we do?
Sure.
So someone... first asked, I can't find it anymore. It was something pertaining to the game. So I thought it was on point, but whatever. I forget now. The other thing was we should start a GoFundMe for Jake to get a haircut.
Okay.
Would you like that?
No, I'm waiting to get my haircut.
We have a wedding
at the end of the month. I took my hat off before this because I anticipated you wearing a hat, and I was right on that, just like I've been with the over-under lately. And I, you know, some people come at us when we double hat, so I was like, I'll let it rip.
I am waiting for that wedding as well, or actually the event, because the CC thing.
Right. But
sometimes I just do this. How I used to wear my hair when I was 16, which is half my life ago. And I just think,
Do the V down. That's what the people are here for.
Yeah, that is what people like to see. I'm not shy about it. Let me just.
It's real nice.
Yeah, this is. I mean, I walk out of here and show Katie this. And she is just so.
Turn off the cameras.
Yeah. This is good.
It's gotten pretty deep.
Yeah, it's long. My hair's long, man.
Getting past your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's past my eyes. Soon I'll be able to grow it down, tuck it up a nostril.
That'd be cool if you could double nostril it.
Charlie the Beagle wants to know, does Didi start in the playoffs? We both think yes, unless there's a really hard lefty going, but we still kind of think yes.
Yeah.
If you're having a bad day, just remember you're not a Baltimore Oriole, Jake. But you are wearing orange, so.
I am wearing orange, and I would kill to be a member of the Baltimore Orioles 25-man roster.
What would you kill?
I don't know, ant.
Oh, I'd do that. If that was a stipulation. Hey, you can be an Oriole, but you got to kill this ant.
Such an easy deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Aaron Judge is the long-lost love child of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know. I don't think it was worth reading the rest. I don't really get it. With his gap in his teeth? Who's your favorite player? Patrick Mattern asked Jake. And be honest about it. Do not lie. Who's your favorite
current
player? Not open-ended.
Bernie Williams. Okay. Ever.
Mine's probably Seabiscuit. Don't test me on it. Coming for eyes, I'll show. All right. Thank you, guys. If you want to watch the rest of the pregame shows for the next game after this and the game after this, the game after this, go subscribe to that channel. That's where they'll be. Jake, give us your final last words.
Enjoy it.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.